people have to understand that 95% of the courses is provided online. So there's no argument there to say that it's too long a travel for teachers to come from north of the county. You know, that's not an argument. I feel that it has a huge impact on the staff. Staff now that has been proposed to travel to Letterkenny. It's 100 kilometres round trip if you take it both ways. And you're going into, which is a congested town of Letterkenny, to get there every morning for work. I think it's very, very unfair. But it's a huge impact too on our local businesses that depended on this. It's provided a wonderful service here, but it's also took a lot of people into the town and that go and have to eat in restaurants and cafes and spend money in shops and stuff like that there. So it's huge. And also, my annoyance of it too is that sending out a message that Donegal Town is not really open for business. We're not central to anything. Donegal Town has lost enough services without losing another.
And you think, obviously there's frustration regarding the whole situation, but there's also a bit of frustration in relation to maybe the lack of a consultation and the fact that you're almost just told this could potentially be happening, rather than a little bit of back and forth, maybe seeing what other compromises could be made. It seems to be all or nothing. And is there a bit of frustration about that?
Yeah, look, at there was little or no consultation on this. And the staff have said they've heard it from tutors that were coming in from different parts of the county. I've made a statement on this already by speaking to the staff, and basically they were saying that they wanted face-to-face meetings with management for a long time, and that wasn't they weren't providing that. They got emails, and then all of a sudden then it broke with an announcement in a press statement to Donegal Daily that this was kind of a deal done job, you know. And you know, this is very, very unfair. Staff that was loyal is very, very loyal to that service. Like, it's very, very unfair treatment, I think, to the staff. But again, as chair of the Donegal MD, I'm annoyed that it basically says Donegal Town's not open for business here. And, you know, that's not the case.